As voters in the northern half of the island known as the Turkish Republic of North Cyprus go to the polls, its leader Mehmet Ali Talat has warned if he's defeated, the current United Nations-sponsored reunification talks will grind to a halt. And so far, the polls show that the hardline right-winger Dervish Erolu is set to sweep to victory. A believer in independence from the rest of Cyprus, Erolu has staked his claim to the presidency by accusing incumbent Mr. Talat of failing in talks with the Greek Cypriots aimed at resolving their territorial dispute. Richard Howard is the spokesman for the European Parliament's Committee on Turkey. He says the reunification talks are not only important for Cyprus, but also Turkey's European Union membership aspirations.
The aspirations for reconciliation on the island of Cyprus are there currently in the party leaders on both sides of the divide. The closeness, the continuing progress on the Cypriot talks would suggest that the European Union isn't going to pull the plug on Turkey, because not simply would that stop Turkey's aspirations, it would stop hopes of peace and reconciliation on Cyprus too.
The tiny enclave of the Turkish Republic of North Cyprus is not recognised by the United Nations and reluctantly recognised by Turkey. It's the result of a bloody division of Cyprus in 1974, when Turkey invaded the northern part of the island in response to a military coup that was backed by the Greek government. Today, the Greek side, which controls two-thirds of the island, wants reunification. But Erolu supports a two-state confederation, which could negatively impact Turkey's bid to join the European Union. Turkey started EU entry talks in 2005, but Cyprus has repeatedly used its position in the EU to block the opening of chapters or areas to negotiate to ensure policies meet EU standards, as a pressure tactic on Ankara. Another sticking point is pressure by the EU for Turkey to open its ports and airports to Greek Cypriot traffic, which it has failed to do. The negotiating process, according to political columnist Murat Yetkin, has come to a virtual halt.
In bureaucratic terms, it's going well. The committees are working, and as long as the chapters are open, technocrats in both sides work very well. In political terms, it's idle now. It's not going anywhere.
One bright spot, observers say, is Greece's election victory by Prime Minister George Papandreou last year. In 1999, as Greece's foreign minister, Mr. Papandreou met with his Turkish counterpart Ismail Cem to start rapprochement talks. Since he was elected, efforts have been underway to re-energize that rapprochement process. Early this month, the two countries committed themselves to new confidence-building measures. Suat Kunukluoğlu, spokesman for the Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, expressed hope with the new leadership in Greece.
We want a resolution to the Cyprus issue. This needs to get out of our way. We want to integrate further with the European Union. Cyprus is a problem. The difference is now you have a government in Greece that understands this very well, understands that a Turkey inside the Union is in Greek interests rather than a Turkey outside of the Union.
Observers say with the current reunification talks not only being seen as the best hope for reunification in decades, as well as carrying the hopes of Turkey's EU bid, whoever wins this weekend's election in Turkish Cyprus will be aware that there are powerful forces behind the continuation of those talks. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.